Welcome to the Bootlegger Shack. We're going to be listening to some blues and rock recordings. We're going to start this hour of music out with Stevie Ray Vaughan and Double Trouble from 1983, live at the Reading Festival in Berkshire, UK, playing So Excited. I'm the Moonshiner, and you're in the Bootlegger Shack on QuackHouseRadio.net, Channel 1.
tied it up, bought her up and play deep, thank you. You might see on the back of the album there's the three of us. And on the tours we take two extra people. One of them being a very special guitarist, Mr. Graham Leslie. And we take someone else on the road who is very special too. He's a keyboard player. A very special keyboard player all the way from Braintree from the south of England. Tyler, Texas, it's Mr. Reg Webb. We'll be right back.
That was The Outlaws from 1986 at Caldwell Auditorium in Tyler, Texas. And the song was All the Love in the World. Now we're going to hear Marshall Tucker Band from 1973 at Ultrasonic Studios in Hempstead, New York. Take the Highway.
coming up on the next episode of Ghost Fetchers. Teve and Stango have a close encounter, or do they?
And this room was supposedly used for shoeing horses in the 17th century. They would stand them over there by that table, and those are the tools they would use. Apparently, one of the shoers died after the horse kicked him in the head, right here in this very spot.
I'm dumb.
Shh. Wait, did you hear that?
Yeah, it sounded like footsteps.
It sounded like they were right here.
Really? Because I thought it sounded like they were over there.
So, we were near the work area where supposedly one of the shoers died after a horse kicked him in the head when Stango and I heard footsteps. Now, it sounded to me like they were right near us, but Stango says it sounded to him like they were over there.
Was their ghostly guest near them or away from them? Did they hear actual footsteps?
Yes.
Was it the man that supposedly got kicked in the head by a horse?
Yes.
We may never know.
No, seriously, man. They were right here.
I'm telling you, they were over there.
Hey, guys, what's going on?
Well, we heard what sounded like footsteps. I heard them right near where we were standing in.
And I heard them over there.
So, Teve, what you're saying is you heard them right here.
Yes, here.
No, there.
And Stango, you say you heard them over there. So I came upon Teve and Stango in that room there, and they thought they heard footsteps. Teve thinks they were right here, and Stango thinks they were right there.
How long of an hour-long episode will it take the Craps team to find out whether or not there were even footsteps to begin with? Once they figure that out, how long will it take them to figure out where they were?
Hey, guys, what's going on?
Well, Teve and Stango think they heard footsteps.
And I think they were right here.
And I think they were over there.
So I heard Gay, Teve, and Stango talking about some footsteps they either did or did not hear. Teve thinks they were right here, but Stango thinks they were over there. Gay is, well, he's gay.
Did anything else happen during the whole trip, or was this basically it? Find out on the next episode of Ghost Fetchers.
If you've got a monitor lizard, don't let him eat Pink or Britney Spears. Get him.
I'm sorry, I'm just joking. I know you're not, but I'm sure you're exceptional.
We caught a lot of flack in the early days because we weren't the musicians on our own records, first two albums, so they pretty much without us. And are you going to listen to me or do I? I mean, you're paying me. Pay someone to shout at them. Anyway, so we didn't get to play the own instruments, and there was a lot of talk about that from the moral community. In fact, we're not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, probably for that very reason, even today. We wanted to do that. We wanted to be the musicians on our own records, and we fought for it and eventually won that fight. We made what were then called albums. On our very first recording session together, we laid down the tracks for a song we've already done called The Girl I Knew Somewhere. This song that we're going to do now, called All of Your Toys.
That was The Monkees from 2011 at Paramount Theater in Denver, Colorado. And the song was I Don't Think You Know Me. Now we're going to hear Frank Zappa from 1988 at Palacio de Deportes in Barcelona, Spain. And they're going to play Bolero.
lean forward and hold your head up high. There's more to life than you have seen. If that's your troubles, you want your red queen. Fixed on things that do you harm. That's something to decide for yourself. But don't shift the blame on somebody else. The moon you've been shooting for, a little man broken in bed. Shattered mind, they were hoping for bad. Big place to rest. Look away from that drop and you can hold the slide. Don't even think about the past. With the shadow by the great too fast.
Thank you very much.
We just heard Jack Bruce, Robin Trower, and Gary Husband performing Perfect Place 2009 at Music Hall in Warpswede, Germany. Now we're going to listen to Joe Bonamassa from 2011 at the Beacon Theater in New York City. You better watch yourself.
Tear me down. You better watch yourself. You better watch yourself. You better watch yourself. I got my eyes on
Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers doing Honeybee from 2013 at the Beacon Theater in New York City. Now we're going to hear Rush from 1977 at the Sportatorium in Hollywood, Florida. Closer to the Heart.
I lumberjack would swim. Like dolphins, like dolphins can't swim. Though nothing could drive them away. We could beat them forever and ever. We could be heroes just for one day. What you say?
That was David Bowie and Peter Frampton with Heroes, recorded live at the Lansdowne Park in Ottawa, Canada, 1987. You've been listening to the Bootlegger Shack, and we're going to play the set out with a track from Alcatraz from 1988 at the Quartier Latin in London, England, and the song is called Keep On Trying.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening.